Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. Now that I know where we stand, now that I know where we are, our agreement, and how you feel, how you truly feel, and you know that I'll ask you or something from time to time, even though that time is once. Now that that's all out of the way, and can't say I'm happy, can't say I'm sad, but I can say I'm still disappointed to the umpteenth degree. And so I had to get some gasoline. I had to get some fuel. I had to put some petrol in the vehicle. And as you know, and I'll point this out for the new listeners so they can know what's going on as well. See, thoughtful for me, thoughtful person, just thinking about you. Every time I fill up, get some gas, put some fuel in the car, something goes down. Something happens. It's not like I just can go and get some gas. And then that's it. Go and get some gas. Go and fuel up. Pay for it and be on my way. If that's your life, if that's what it happens to you when you get gas and you put it in your car, when you put it in your van, when you put it in your truck, and so on, I envy you. Me, I get gas and everything is happening. So much is just popping off. It's an adventure. It's an adventure. I just can't go get gas, pay for it, and woo, I'm done. Go get gas, pay for it, I'm on my way. I go get gas, I go get fuel, and things happen. It's not just as simple as just going and, oh, okay, I'm await my turn. Oh, I'm next. Okay. Get some gas. Getting gas. Okay, paying. I'm done. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't happen that way. It's not that simple. It's not that easy for me. Unfortunately, that's not the life I live. That's not the life I live. And I wish, I hope, I just dream that one day I can walk in your shoes. One day I can know what it feels like to just go and get gas and be able to leave. Go pay for gas and be able to leave. Go get some gas, get some fuel, and be able to leave. It's not that simple. It's not that easy. And I know I see you rolling your eyes. Don't roll your eyes. Because I envy you. I envy you. In the most recent time, I had to go and get some gas. First off, you know, when this happens, I have to make a decision on when I'm going to do it. Is it morning, afternoon, night? Morning, afternoon, night. And I try to rotate between the three. Regardless, I'm going to get some kind of show. I'm going to get some kind of adventure. What kind of adventure do I want to have? Do I want to have it first thing in the morning? Am I amped up? Am I ready to go? Am I ready for this? And do I like it? Or am I just wanting to hopefully be able to live your life and get fuel and be able to leave, get fuel, leave, and not have this adventure. So risk it in the afternoon? Or do I just say YOLO and try my luck at night? Try my luck at night. Let's see what this nightlife be like getting gas. Though that was the first decision I had to decide on when. Because at some point, I knew this was gonna happen. It was either going to be morning, afternoon, or night. And since the last time I fueled up, I went in the morning. I went in the morning and I'll just say this. I was not prepared. I was not prepared for what happened. I was not prepared. In fact, I don't think I'm gonna be getting gas in the morning anytime soon. I'm just gonna leave this into afternoon and I'll try my luck at nighttime. Morning, I think I'm scarred. I think I'm scarred from getting gas in the morning time. Now, that's why this most recent time. See, I'm not going to talk about that. I'm not going to talk about the morning because no one needs to be traumatized by me retelling that. No one needs to be traumatized. I'm not into that. I am not into that. I do not have any sick, twisted fantasy where I am trying to corrupt minds. Not trying to do it. Not trying to do it. Won't do it. That's why I refuse and I will not talk about the last time that I got fuel in the morning time. Still trying to get over it. Hopefully I can schedule some kind of appointment and go on from there. And I'm leaving it at that. Lips are sealed on that one. This most recent time was an afternoon time. And it was afternoon because previous didn't go too well. Trying to avoid what happened in the previous. Not doing that anymore. I don't think I'm built for that. And I don't think I'm able to survive that again. And so I'm kind of happy. I'm happy that it's going to be an afternoon. Definitely not night because it's the beginning of the week. I can't be out getting gas at nighttime in the beginning of the week. I'm not about that life. I am not about that life. I'm about the afternoon life getting gas. Not the night life getting gas. Can't do it. So especially not in the beginning of the week. Weekend. Yeah, definitely. Midweek. That's pushing it. Beginning of the week. Nah. But I'll definitely take the beginning of the week and doing or trying to get fuel in the morning time. Beginning of the week, nighttime, over. Greater than. Morning. Can't do morning anymore. Cannot do morning. So once I decided that this was going to be an afternoon thing, go ahead. I'm preparing myself. It's about, I don't know, 3 a.m., 4 a.m., and I am preparing myself to get gas in the afternoon. Usually, I wouldn't do this at 3 a.m., wouldn't try it at 4, maybe somewhere around 6 or 8. Usually 6 or 8. But since the last incident in the morning, I'm preparing myself for this afternoon at 3, 4-ish. 3, 4-ish it sounds about right. And 3, 4-ish, I felt at the time, along with some reasoning and logic too, mostly felt intuition. I felt that that would be enough time for me to get in this getting gas in the afternoon mode. I just can't decide I'm going to get gas in the afternoon. In the afternoon. No, no. I have to prepare for getting gas in the afternoon. That morning sometime. But this morning in particular, it had to be 3/4 a.m. So around 3-ish, 4-ish. I'm listening to my music. I'm taking myself back, trying to get in that zone, trying to build up that mentality, trying to trick myself into, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. Noonish, I started to realize I wasn't ready. Noonish, I'm kind of walking back and forth, sort of pacing myself, wondering if this is the right decision. I'm thinking to myself, is this the right decision? Did you make the right decision of trying to do this in the afternoon? Or maybe you should have risked it and did it at night. How about you just say YOLO and do it in the morning again and see where the chips fall? Granted, the chips are gonna fall, but let's just see where they fall because it's a no-win situation. So I got all of this going on. Thought that 3-4-ish a.m. was going to be enough time to prepare me. But by noon, I'm just pacing back. Just pacing back and forth. Uh-oh. I don't think I'm ready. Uh-oh. I don't think I'm prepared. Uh-oh. Is things really going to go down the right and correct way? Then another hour goes by. And now I'm at the point of, I just don't care. Hey, what happens? What happens? I just don't care. What happens is going to happen. I'm good. The next 30 minutes. I'm like, okay, I need to sit down. I need to sit down. I need to reevaluate this. I need to think this out. I think I should try to do this tonight. I need to do this at night. The next 30 minutes pass by, and I'm thinking, I got this. You know what? I got this. I'm not going in the morning. Me going in the morning, I can't win. I can't do that. Me going at night, begin another week, is not what this life's about. It's not the life that I'm trying to live. Me going in the afternoon, today, I'm prepared. I'm ready. What could go wrong? What's the worst thing that can happen? What's the worst thing that can happen? So by this time, I'm psyched up. I'm ready to go. I got this mapped out. I got this all planned. I'm good now. I am good. So it gets to that point where it's time. It's go time. It's go time. So I hop in the car, start it up, got my hype music on, got the sounds loud in the car. You know I'm singing. You know every word to the song. I'm bellowing out. I got my windows down. Just hype. Oh, you best believe I just didn't get to this gas station within 3 or so minutes. Therefore, you know, I had the song on repeat. There was no way I was risking There was no way I was chancing to play another song. That was not happening. That was not happening. And that day, it wasn't going down that way. Was not. So I had my song on repeat, the windows down, and I am just going for what I know. Hey, people around, you want to join in? I got an extra mic. We can just, I'm ready. So it took me about 10 or so minutes to get to the gas station. I get to the gas station. I'm looking. Okay, things looking pretty good. I don't see a van. No van. I don't see a sports car that I might have to get challenged by. No sports car. I don't see a lady smoking. Nah. I don't see a guy jumping up and down, yelling some obscenities. That's not going down. Everything looks pretty normal. Everything looks like what a gas station should look like. People just go and get gas and pay for it and buy some delicious snacks from the convenience / gas station. Oh, I'm okay. So by this time, I'm thinking to myself, wow, okay, did I really just put in all of this work for this? Am I going to get what I've been hoping for, what I've been wishing for, what I've been wanting for so long? Am I just going to be able to pay for my gas and go? Pay for my gas and go. So I park, the car and get out, open up the gas cap, or open up the gas, take off the cap, swipe my card, put in my information, get approved. And you have to get approved, and you have to get that. And people say you shouldn't pay for gas that way because it shows up on your, and it takes this. Yeah, that's cool. I know all that. I know if I swipe my card on gas, they're going to take a certain balance and hold that and until everything clears. But some places don't do that. If you do it as debit, you didn't hear that from me. But I know all this. My gas station convenience store travels is an adventure. Me actually taking more time to go in and to see the delicious snacks I can get and to see all of the other things that I can add on top of me getting fuel. I don't think anybody's ready for that. So I'm doing everyone a favor just by staying outside and completing the transaction outside. Because if I have to complete the transaction inside, I don't know what would happen. I just don't know what would happen. That would be the day. So my car gets approved. I'm lit up. Still got my song going on repeat. I'm bouncing up and down to my song, bellowing. Select the grade of fuel that I need. Yeah, unfortunately, with selecting the grade, I only can get one grade of fuel, and that's it. The rest of the grades I can't get. The rest of the fuel I can't get. I just can't get it. But it's not because I don't want to get it. It's just because I can't get it. I cannot get it. It's bad for the car. It's bad for my vehicle. So this is not something that I willingly want to do. It's something I have to do. And that's OK. I guess. So I select my grade. That's going down pretty well. Now I done put the nozzle in and just hold down and make sure the fuel thing is set and just keep going. Just keep it going. Cause I'm not just going to put enough gas in for where I just have to continue make trips to the fuel station, continue to make trips to the gas station, continue to make trips there. I am trying to limit the fun and the adventure. I'm not trying to increase it. Maybe, just maybe, 50 years from now, I'll increase the amount of times I go and just get enough, go back, get enough, go back. Right now, can't do it. Can't do it. And while all this is going on, people are doing what it do at a convenience / gas store, get food, delicious snacks and goodies, and get fuel. Come, go. And I'm sitting there waiting for my car to get, you know, finished telling me that, hey, you know, I don't need any more gas. I'm full. Well, this is this guy that comes out of nowhere. And when I'm at a gas station, I am focused. I am super focused. I know what's going on everywhere across the street, across the road, in the store, out on the other gas stations. I know what's going on. But this guy on a bike, he came out of nowhere. I don't know where he came from. I don't know where he came from. I just know his bike had a flat front tire. Flat front tire. And he was pushing it, not actually riding it. And he came from my back right. Blind spot. Kind of like my blind spot. Yeah, blind spot. And I looked, and he looked, and we made eye contact, and it was game, set, match. At that point, it didn't matter. Well, let's just say, at that point, it didn't matter what he would ask me to do legally. I got him. We had that moment where it was like, okay, I got you, bro. I can help you. So he comes up to me, because after the whole eye contact thing, you can't just not make eye contact with somebody and keep it moving and keep walking. Especially when you're pushing a bike with a flat tire and you make eye contact with somebody, you definitely just can't walk away from that. You have to make your presence known. And the presence was made known. It was. So he comes up and he asked me, do I have some money for the air machine? And see, if the air machine would take, you know, plastic, if the air machine would take debit cards or plastic, debit cards, plastic, whatever, if the air machine would took that, it would have been golden. It would have been all to the Jeezy. Gas machine didn't take that. I mean, the air machine did not take that. The air machine needed, wait for it. Now, quarters, not just four quarters, not five quarters, but six quarters. And for whatever reason, I just don't keep cash. I just don't keep coins on me. And after making this bond, after making this connection with this guy, there was no way I was just gonna be like, no. And just keep it moving. So I did, I did the right thing. I did what only what decent human being would do. I told him, I don't have any change. I don't have any cash. But let's see if anyone else does. Let's see if anyone else does. So at this point, my gas has stopped. My gas thing has stopped. I'm full up. I'm good to go. And one something is telling me, hey, you can just leave. The other something is telling me, no, you just made eye contact. This bond is special. This bond is real. Oh, FYI, there really wasn't any voices telling me that. This was just, you know, thought process, thinking. So, yeah. Might have to try again on that one. Anyway, I close up my gas stop. I put it back. I put my cap back on. I close it up. I'm good. Everything's okay. And so we go together as a team to the next vehicle right beside me. And we ask that gentleman, did he have 6 quarters? Yeah, 6 quarters. That's what you need for air, right? 6 quarters, air. Mm-hmm. That's what a responsible person would do. Right? Exactly. But unfortunately, when two people, one guy with a bike with a flat tire and another guy that's in a car that just finished gas and is walking with the guy with a bike, I don't know, for some reason, that's scary. That is scary. That is very, very scary. A guy with a bike and a front flat tire and a guy who just got gas in a car beside you. And he approaches you for 6 quarters. Six. I know what you're thinking. What would you do? Obviously, you would just keep it moving and say, no, you do not have the money. No, I can't help you, sir. No, pull yourself up by your own bootstrap, mister. But when you got two guys walking up to you and approaching your vehicle, when the guy is in the vehicle beside you just finished gas, and then you have another guy that came out of nowhere with a bike and a flat tire, you kind of give them what you want. Or you kind of give them anything and everything that they want. Even if they don't want any and everything. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, mister. Not trying to rob you here. Not trying to rob you. He only wants 6 quarters. Sorry for bothering you. I think it's time for me to go. Nice meeting you, brother. Nice meeting you, bro. Another day getting fuel. Another day getting fuel. Another day being Pep Guardiola. Talk about a Champions League match. FCB and Man City. And I wonder what the super smart journals are going to say now. What is there left for you to say? Oh, wait, I know. you can continue to blast the Chosen One. Because really, why is he called the Chosen One when he gave that name to himself? Pep Guardiola has a nickname. It's called Spineless. And somebody gave him that nickname. Anyway. That's neither here nor there. Good job. Champions League for putting together such an adventurous matches. Good matches. I don't think we could ask for anything more or less. Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Let's repair this issue that we have. Because it's not that show, it's this show. And I gotta go.